Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, the hottest radio show on the radio. That's it. Welcome to your show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And whatever you do, don't touch that dial. If you turn in the car, listen to the radio, Don't touch that dial. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I'm your host, Michael. And if you want to know what kind of show this is, well, let's just say it's a different kind of show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. But before we get started in this show, we are live from Orlando, Florida. Let me introduce to the players tonight. To my left, our co-host, my beautiful wife, and I mean she is some wife, co-host Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. Thank you, Chris, for the applause. Welcome, welcome to the January 24th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And our guest host tonight is the fabulous, that's right, the fabulous one, all the way from West Palm Beach, Jupiter, Florida, the fabulous Christine Belts. Are you there, Christine Belts?
Yes. How are you doing, everybody?
Hi, Christine.
I'm there.
You might want to explain that she's the other half. We
don't. Most people don't know she is the half of the dynamic duo that calls in a lot. The dynamic duo. She is from Florida, and the other one is from Canada. They call in every once in a while. They call themselves the dynamic duo. And let me introduce you from the only one in the studio tonight. He's the one that's pushing all the buttons. That's why we're on the air. And we are live from Orlando, Florida. His name is Chris Shaw. Chris, he's the producer. He's the engineer. Chris Shaw, you there?
Hey, man. How you doing? That's facts to life.
I don't think Chris is here tonight.
Chris, are you there?
I'm right here. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Chris. Yeah, I hear him.
Hey, man, quit playing on the microphone. I'm talking.
Did you have a good
birthday? I'm
sorry, man.
Get out of here. I'm sorry. Get out of the mic. Get out of this room. Hello. Hey, everybody. I'm sorry. Hey, how you doing?
All right. Did you have a good birthday?
Oh, man, I had a fantastic birthday. That was my alter ego playing in here.
It was. All right.
Before we get started, I have a few shout-outs, but I got to say something. You know, there's not – well, what can I say? There is a company that I love. I'm from Philadelphia, and they started in outside of Pennsylvania, and I see in Philadelphia area, and let's just say – I love them, and now they're in Florida, and I'm giving you now free plugs because I'll tell you something. If you don't know from Wawa, well, you're missing out. The other day, I went to Wawa in Leesburg, Florida, and I'm telling you something. I was really taken back because I'll tell you something. I called in to get my order because I told them if they help me, please, I'm blind, and because of the you know, the virus. I don't want to walk around the whole store and everything else. So, Rihanna, her name is, her nickname is Brett Bree. She helped me. Now, let me tell you something. Lynn, I had to really push her to try and push her to Wawa. Now she loves Wawa. Lynn, what did you have in that thing that they made special for you? It was, what was it called?
I had a bowl with salad and chicken and things like that.
But they made it all.
Yeah, she went above and beyond.
It went way beyond. Yeah. She had beans and rice and chicken and salsa. They put a lot of stuff in there. And they were putting stuff in there. And I ordered ordered all kinds of stuff. They have, from sandwiches to soups to pretzels to you name it. They got all kinds of stuff at Wawa. It's fantastic. And for the blind folks, you don't have to go in. You can order in ahead. They come out. They'll give you the curb. And let me just say, fabulous Wawa. They have, it's a gasoline store, but they got food inside and make everything fresh. The soups are fresh. Everything's fresh. It's great.
Love it because it's Abbott, Philadelphia.
Yes, and a lot of people there from New Jersey and Philadelphia. So
we thank Brianna.
Yes, we do. We want to thank her so much. If she's listening, thank you so much for being great, Bray.
So we have some other shout-outs, Michael.
Yes, let's go.
Okay, you go.
Well, I want to say something. This is not my birthday, and this is not my wedding anniversary, but I got to say, my wife is great. She doesn't want to hear it, but it's the truth. The way she puts up with me.
That was the shout-out.
I know, but I want to say it. It's my, as they say, I'm the host, and I can say something. I want to say that you're great. I really mean it.
So it's not our birthday, not our anniversary, but I want to tell you, you're great.
Thank you.
To this place, I always say, have I told you lately, but Ricky Nelson has a song called, have I told you lately that I love you? I say that all the time. Anyway, I want to shout out now on a birthday.
Birthday girl
for tomorrow. Her name is Sheila Young. Her birthday is tomorrow. Everybody wish happy birthday.
Thank
you, Sheila Young. Her birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Sheila Young.
We love you, Sheila.
We love you, Sheila. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sheila Young.
Sheila and Chris.
We celebrate the whole month. Happy birthday, Sheila.
Yes. Sheila Young and Chris Shaw, it's his birthday. What do you got any shout-outs, Lynn?
I just have the one. I wanted to say, if Kelly's listening, from Kelly, our friend Kelly James is now officially a resident of Nashville, Tennessee. So, Kelly, if you're listening, good luck in the next chapter of your life.
You know, I don't know if you know, we have a lot of people now working for the states.
We do. Yeah, all Chris, over the country.
You know, that we have, because we have now, she listens to the show, Kelly James.
And
now she's working
Judy
for,
in Colorado,
yeah,
and
Kelly, and now is working with the Nashville, Tennessee, state of Tennessee. You got Judy Matthews working for the state of Colorado. You got a lot of folks out there working for.
Basic is up there in Virginia, West Virginia. And Michael's up in North Carolina.
Yeah, a lot of folks working for different states. We're listening to the show. And folks, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Oh, Christine Shadows. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. If you want to call in, give us a call. Right now, the phones are wide open. 407-894-1680. Christine, you want to say something? Christine, you want to give a shout out?
Yes, I wanted to give a shout out to the other half of the dynamic duo, Terry, in Canada. And I want to give a shout out to my sister, Lisa, who I think is listening right now. And to my mother, who is recovering from hip replacement surgery, and she's in a rehab center right now. I don't know if she's able to listen, but I wanted to give her the shout out anyway to let her know I'm thinking of her.
Oh, that's nice. I guess they're listening on WFTL down there in South Florida.
Yes.
They're on the radio from Miami to Melbourne. WFTL.
Okay.
Chris Shaw, you want to give anybody a shout out?
Well, yep, I got a couple of shout outs that I want to give out because it's the month of January. Definitely want to give a shout out to everybody in the month of January. Brother Jarrell's birthday, brother Mr. Angel, Shanti's oldest son, birthday is today. Of course, we said Sheila Young and Boss Lady Shanti, her birthday, as well as my wife's birthday. So happy birthday to Shanti and Nikhil.
Shanti's birthday today?
No, her birthday is this month as well. Hers is on the 31st of this month.
Oh, wow. And your wife, too.
It's on the 31st.
Shanti, for those folks who don't know, she's the young lady that owns WOKB.
Right. Okay, we're going to go to break, Chris, and then we'll say hello.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll start the show right after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We thank you for listening. Don't forget to call in 407-894-1680.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform, Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
marketing.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Join us March 6th through March 14th, 2021 for the 36th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference hosted by California State University Northridge's Center on Disabilities. For the first time, the CSUN Conference will be held virtually, giving everyone across the world the opportunity to experience the latest innovation, research, and cutting-edge technology solutions showcased at the premier assistive technology conference. Attendees can access over 200 educational presentations and can participate in interactive pre-conference workshops for more in-depth training and content. And don't forget to visit the Exhibit Hall, open March 9th through March 13th, which is free to the public and offers an opportunity to interact with companies who develop the products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and to register, visit the conference website at csun.at/conference.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
The Assistive Technology Industry Association is excited to bring its annual conference online this winter, ATIA 2021. AT Connected, ATIA's annual event focused on learning about assistive technology across age, disability, and environments, will be held online the last week of January and first week of February. This year's conference features a powerful education strand focused on vision and hearing technologies, as well as the world's leading companies showcasing the latest in vision-related assistive technologies. Check out the exhibitor experience and all the prizes ATIA exhibitors are giving away. This year, there's also a range of registration options, including a free option. Learn more and register to attend by visiting atia.org/blindandbeyond. And don't forget, you can get 20% off full conference registration with discount code ATIA21VISION.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distance, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com. Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And we're definitely back. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, and right now the phones are wide open. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you, wherever you are in this country, or if you're in Canada, give us a call, 407-894-1680. Right now, Lynn, you are up.
Okay, and before I mention our next guest's name, I hope you all call in. And Michael, did you throw out the number? Wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
You weren't paying attention. If I did that, you'd be yelling at me. See that? If I were doing that, you'd be yelling at me.
Okay, oh, so goodness. Call in and ask questions. We'd like to welcome back our friend and supporter of the Blind and Beyond radio show, Malachi Fallon. And Malachi, if you don't know, Malachi is the executive director at Xavier Society for the Blind in New York City. Welcome back, Malachi.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Welcome back. Yes.
Okay. So tell everybody, Malachi.
So tell everybody, you are up, Malachi. So you have the floor.
Sure.
And the mic.
Just a reminder, as I think you've mentioned and also mentioned in the advertisements, we've been around, Xavier Society has been around for 120 years. We provide books in Braille and digital talking book format, so audio books. And we like to say that we deliver faith and inspiration in both Braille and audio. All of the books that we provide free of charge. We're constantly adding new titles to our catalog. And while we were co-founded by a Jesuit priest, and much of what we produce and make available is related to the Catholic faith, many of our titles are more generally related to religion and inspiration and faith generally. Not always specifically to the Catholic faith.
Okay, Christine.
Yes, I was going to ask that because I'm a Christian, but I'm not Catholic. So I wasn't sure if your reading material was for me or not.
No, it is. You know, you can always check our catalog and see if there are books that you'd be interested in. But, you know, for example, one of the books that we recently released in digital, both in digital talking book and in Braille, is called Do You See What I See? Discovering the Obvious, Finding a Better, More Meaningful Life. And the author is Robert Hanley. So it's sort of an inspirational title. And then also another good example, it's a book called A Mind at Peace, Reclaiming an Ordered Soul in the Age of Distraction. So again, a lot of the titles that we provide are related to faith generally, different faiths, as well as spirituality and inspiration.
Well, thank you very much, because I was wondering that. And well, these books, is it like a library? You read them and then you send them back, or are they keeps?
So the audio books, the digital talking books, we send those out on cartridges, and the cartridges are returned to us when our patrons are finished reading the books. And if someone is receiving Braille, the Braille is theirs to keep.
Okay.
We don't recycle or recirculate Braille books.
Does anybody else have any questions for Malachi? Please call in.
You can call in. Wherever you are in this country or Canada, you can call and ask Malachi any question you would like. Don't forget, it's all the big F word, as he said to me, taught me. It all starts with free. Everything's free. So you can don't have to worry about it. If you order something, you're not going to be charged. So speak to Malachi.
That four-letter word, right, Michael?
What? Yeah. It's your word.
That four-letter word.
Yeah.
So they go to your website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org, and there's a catalog there, Malachi?
They can browse the catalog. They can also hear about the newly released titles. Or you can call. We have an 800 number, and you can talk to our client services coordinator. And that 800, the number is 800-637-9193. That's 800-637-9193. And a couple of the books that I'm looking at our recent list, and a very popular author is Matthew Kelly. And we have two of his books that we just released in Braille and audio. Well, in Braille, the book is called Beautiful Hope, and that's in Braille and audio. And then also new in Braille from Matthew Kelly is I Heard God Laugh. Again, a lot of inspirational, entertaining, thought-provoking books related to all religions and faiths, and related to inspiration and spirituality as well.
Maliki, what about the book? Do you still have the one that When Life Gives You Pears by Jean Gaffigan?
Jeannie Gaffigan, that's right. Yeah. When Life Gives You Pears, The Healing Power of Family, Faith, and Funny People. Wonderful book. I highly recommend it. And that's available. Our books are, once we produce a book in Braille or audio, it's always available. It doesn't go out of circulation at Xavier Society.
So, folks, do you understand what we're saying? Everything is free, and you don't have to be Catholic to get the books. So they have Braille books, or they have books that audio. Not audio books on cartridges.
And the cartridges are capable. Those are the cartridges that can be played on the players that are provided free of charge by the National Library Service
for
the blind and print disabled. Yeah.
So Maliki, didn't we cover last time you were on? I think Sheila Young asked you about downloading also.
Yep. And we have quite a number of titles that are available for download as well. So we try to make it as easy as possible for folks to gain access to the titles and the content that we have available.
Okay, we have a caller. We have Dave on the line that has a question.
Dave, are you there? Dave from Orlando, Florida. Are you there, Dave?
I am. Good evening, one and all.
Hi, Dave.
Hi there. Maliki, I don't have exactly a question, just a quick thank you, because I have, after hearing about your service, I did sign up for the weekly propers, which I've already been receiving, and have not been going to church. I've been watching it or listening on streaming because of COVID, and so this has been even more valuable than if I would have gone and brought it to church. So,
okay,
it's
I'm
really
so happy
been
to hear
awesome.
That, Dave.
You're providing a very important service, and I really, really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that comment, your comments. You're very welcome. And I'm glad you bring that up, because we're really proud of our staff. Even during the pandemic, and our offices were closed for about 3 months, and even while our offices were closed, we were still able to get the mass propers out to, it's about 800 people across the United States and in 20 countries outside the United States. So we're very proud of that fact.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Great, Dave.
I might also add, there's some good stuff I noticed in there with if people just are looking for inspirational type things, because during this time it's difficult for everybody. So sometimes some of these are titles I noticed are certainly not specific to the Catholic religion or even totally Christianity. They're just inspirational in general. So I think a lot of people could find something good in them, you know?
You're right, Dave. I mean, Maliki gave some really great titles. I want Michael to listen to some of these.
She wants me to listen
I
to
do.
Some
well,
of them.
I like the one where life gives you pears.
Hey, you would enjoy it, I bet, Michael, if you could sit, for a half hour long enough. That would be the trick.
Oh, that's the question. Can I sit?
Well, I'll make them sit.
She's going to make me sit. She's going to make
but
me
you
sit.
But you'd enjoy it. So, Maliki, thank you. And Miss Christine down there in South Florida, you're sounding awesome.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying listening to you guys, so thanks again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Dave.
All right, have a good night.
You too.
If anybody would like to call in and speak to Maliki, now is the time, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 894-1680. It's open, and don't forget, it's all free.
Maliki, you might want to point out, I know you've mentioned on occasion that you're international, and we do have people listening from out of the country.
Yeah,
that's right.
And we have Macedonia, and we have Mexico.
Yeah, last week
we had
people calling up from Mexico.
Yeah, so Greece, so we have. So why don't you explain a little bit about that it isn't just, you know.
Sure. That's right. So as I mentioned before, that for the mass propers, we do send the mass propers out to people in 20 countries outside the United States.
Wow.
So, you know, our patrons are not just in the United States, although I believe we have patrons in, you know, every state across the country, but it's, you know, within the United States and in 20 countries outside the United States. So we're not we really don't limit ourselves to the United States. We want to serve as many people as we can, no matter where they happen to be.
And don't forget, it's on our webpage. So if you didn't get the address or phone number for Maliki, for them, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Everything's up there. Take a look and look for Xavier.
Yeah, so before we say goodnight, so for the people who are listening to this for the first time, Maliki, tell them step one, two, and three. What do? They go to the website or they call and they do what, and then what happens?
So what they can do is just, you know, call up or go to the website. They can register. You know, we just take sort of the basic information. They register, then they can browse our catalog or talk to our client services coordinator, you know, about topics that they might be interested in. And our client services, if it's over the phone, our client services coordinator will help them find the titles that they want to order, and, you know, in either Braille or digital talking book, audio book. Or they can go to our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org, and browse the catalog and look at and see and hear the some of the recent titles that we've produced and that are now available.
And then what happens?
They'll get, you know, we just take the mailing information and the books will get mailed.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds simple enough.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about it. Appreciate it.
Great. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. So thanks once again, Michael, Lynn, and
You're
Christine.
We thank you for being on. Thank you so much for supporting
right.
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you, Maliki.
Take care
now.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay. Right now, we're going to go to trivia.
I think we're
going to
go to break.
We're going to break first.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll do our first trivia.
Right.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our first trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Christine?
Yes, I'm here.
Since this is our first trivia and it's yours, let you talk.
Okay, this is a little bit of a different song. It's an oldie. And an interesting factoid, if you bought the 45, one side, you hear it as you would on the radio. The other side is the same exact song, only run backwards.
You're assuming people even know what a 45 is.
I do. Well, when I was a teenager, they still had them.
So are they going to name, they have to name the song? Is that it? Or who's singing the song? Who do you want? What's the trivia? You want them to, who's singing the song?
Yeah, who's singing it? Because, who's singing it?
Okay, who's singing the song?
Yeah, because the name
okay.
is in the song.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
Who's singing the song?
I thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, laughed, and then you left.
Who is singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers.
confidence. Okay, smile,
Chris,
and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and
they're coming to take me away. Christine.
Yes.
That is a ridiculous song.
It's a challenge, isn't it?
So let's talk about what you would like to talk about, Christine.
Christine's topic of the night.
Your topic is what, Christine?
The topic of tonight is, what kind of technology should I buy? I always wondered, you know, what people prefer. Products such as the Victor Reader Stream that are made specifically for blind people, or products like the iPhone that are made for the general population but have accommodations so that blind people can use them.
I have to interrupt both of you now. I had something just happen to me just recently. It was very interesting. You know, I don't have an iPhone. I have a Jitterbug phone. We've had Jitterbug on phone years ago. And I got the phone. Well, listen to this, what happened to me. They came out a new product, and they sent me the new product. It's called Lively. Guess what? It's not good for me. Because for those folks who don't know, I'm blind. And using my Jitterbug, I can just push one number. And if I push one number, that could be my son, or it could be Lynn, or it could be anybody. I have 40 programs that I call all the time. And after that, I ask the operator to call. So if I want to call Wawa, she'll ask for Wawa, and they'll get me Wawa, the Wawa near my house. But this new Lively, they don't have that. So I said, what do I need it for? I don't need this phone.
They said you have to use
Alexa. I said, well, I like to call. I just want to push a button and get. Well, they don't have the automatic dialing.
Speed dial.
It's called speed dialing. I said, guess what? I want my old phone. Send me a new phone.
A new old phone.
I want to keep the old phone for me, for people that are, let's say,
technology.
Really challenged.
Beyond challenged.
So Christine.
What's your question, Christine?
I want to ask the blind population, do you prefer products such as the Victor Reader Stream or the Trekker Breeze that are specifically made for blind people, or do you prefer the products such as the iPhone or the iPad that everybody has,
but
blind people can use it? Because there are advantages and drawbacks to either side.
Right. You better throw out the phone.
Okay, the phone is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to speak to Christine about what she just threw out.
I want to take a trip. I want to take a trip to some world-renowned famous places. One place is called Delray Beach. Then after we leave Delray Beach, I want to take a trip up to New York City. And then I want to head back down to Orlando, Florida. Listen, ladies and gentlemen and women, we go at Bill from Delray Beach, Linda from New York City, and Sherry from Orlando for the trivia.
Okay.
So we have people on hold right now from New York City. We have people in Delray Beach. We have people in Orlando, Florida, on hold. Okay, so who's first, Chris?
We got Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. Bill, how you doing?
Bill from Delray Beach, Florida. Bill, you're on.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
How you doing, Bill?
Okay.
Do you think you know that ridiculous song? Who's singing it?
I think it's Alan Sherman.
Christine, is it Alan Sherman?
Uh-uh.
Sorry, it's not Alan Sherman. Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Who's next?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Who's next?
Let's take a trip up to New York City and stop at the JFK Center airline and talk with Linda. Linda, how you doing?
I'm good.
Linda from New York City. Linda, you're on New York City. Linda, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Linda, do you know who's singing that ridiculous song?
The ridiculous song was sung by Napoleon the 14th.
That is correct.
Oh, she got it. Okay.
Congratulations.
I didn't think anybody would get that ridiculous song. Okay.
Well, it pays to be old.
Herself a $10 Subway gift card.
Yep.
Subway is coming your way. You just want a $10 gift card from Subway. How'd you know that song, Linda?
Well, it happens when you get up there in years, and you know a lot of things from a long time ago.
Well, I didn't know that song. I guess
I've
not
heard it.
Up there in age.
Bad. You're right.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and see, it pays to listen to the radio show.
All right, give
me your name and address, and we'll send you out a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thanks so much.
Hold on one moment, Linda.
And thank you for calling in. Okay, thanks for calling in.
All right, let's take a trip back down to Orlando, Florida, and talk with our good friend, the one and only MCO Sherry. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm Sherry. Good. How is everyone? Hi, Christina. Hi, everyone.
No, wait a minute. Is this Sherry Brun?
That's the one.
Oh, haven't spoken to you in a long time. How you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing really well. I'm just hanging in there, trying to get my...
You know the trivia song?
I do know it, and I did know it. And I'm glad someone else got it. That's cool. And he also did another song called I'm Glad That I Live in a Split-Level Head. I wonder if he ever heard that.
I never heard
these songs. It was great. It was great. Anyway, I wanted to say, I think there are places for both kinds of technology. I would never give up my Victor Reader Stream. I love it. And it's, you know, it's made my life really usable. I do use an iPhone, though, and I do use its GPS capabilities and things like that. I also use the podcast feature on both items. So I think there's a place for both of them. I don't really prefer one over the other. So that's my opinion for
this.
What it's worth.
You got that, Christine?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. Thank you very much for answering.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All of you have a wonderful
week.
You're doing okay, Sherry.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for calling in.
Okay.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks that are just tuning in, don't know what it's all about, well, we say we're the sighted show and the blind show, all wrapped up in one. We say we're the, let's say this way. We're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. And we have so many people who are sighted listening to the radio show. We love you listening because originally the show we put on for the blind and visually impaired. And I'm so excited that so many people that are sighted listening to our radio show. I get a kick out of it. I love it. And thank you for listening. And you call in anytime you want, as well as the blind calling in and visually impaired calling in and the sighted calling. I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. And thank you for all listening because we love you. We appreciate you listening. What?
Christine, why don't you tell people what you use?
Okay, I used to have a Victor Stream, but I found for me, this is just my personal choice, that the microphone on the iPhone had better resolution and I really needed to have an updated phone, so a few years ago I sold my Victor Stream to help pay for a new phone. And I find that the iPhone, because I have an app on it that records, it can do all the same things that the Victor Stream does, because I had the Victor Stream first generation.
Wait, I got to interrupt you for a minute. Are you visually impaired? Do you have any sight?
Nothing usable.
So you don't have any usable sight, right?
Right.
All right, so here's my question. So let the sighted people listening, because I don't understand myself. How do you use an iPhone if you can't see the phone?
It's got a program. I could go get my phone and demonstrate if you like.
Would you please? Yeah, I'm curious myself. How do you use the phone if you are blind and you can't see anything?
I'll be right back.
Okay, get your phone. I'm curious. Because I am one of those people who, I admit now, people, if you're going to start saying that I am stupid or whatever words you want to say, that I like my phones because it's, anybody can use it. My jitterbug, anybody can use it. So at the minute anything starts getting more technical, I get nervous. I don't do it. And
you just like to keep it simple.
I like to keep it very simple. You know, the old staples, keep it simple, stupid, that's me. So I admit it. So the point I'm saying is I will never forget when I first met Judy Matthews from Lighthouse Central Florida. And she was showing me how to use the cell phone. And I said, wait a minute, are you blind? And she said, yeah. And I was very curious how a blind person could show me how to use the phone. And she's totally blind. She can't even see the phone. So
I've got my phone right here.
Okay, let's hear it. Okay, I'm curious. Okay. Do a demo.
The Apple iPhone has a speech program already built into it. Every phone has this. You don't have to shell out extra dough to get a screen reader like you do with Jaws or...
Okay, so let me ask you one question. If you want to push the number 2 on your phone, how do you know 2? Because you can't see 2, so how do you know where the 2 is?
You can drag your finger along the screen and VoiceOver will tell you. And then all you've got to do is, it depends on how your typing setting is set. You could either double tap, or if you've got your set to touch type, you just lift up your finger and it beeps. And that dials the phone. You could do text messaging on it. You could do just about anything you want. You could swipe and tap just like sighted people. The VoiceOver program in here shows very helpful with what you're swiping over. It will read it back to you.
Okay, wait.
Christine, how long did it take you to learn how to use the iPhone?
Well, I learned how to use an iPad first. I didn't have an iPhone just yet, but I got an iPad for my birthday back in 2015, and I got on the phone with Carrie, who already was the proud owner of an iPad, and she taught me over the phone how to use it.
Oh. Okay, but wait, go back to me now, because we're talking to someone who doesn't know anything. So you're saying you just push, you push on your phone, you tap it twice, and that pushes 2?
You have to learn where
it depends on your settings. I have touch type settings, so if I wanted to dial a phone number, I would just lift up my finger. But
What did you say, lift up what?
Lift up my finger. Now, I'm not sure what number you want me to call, but I could demonstrate for you.
Well, don't call anybody right now.
That's the VoiceOver that you're hearing, that man's voice.
Yep.
That reads, and I'm going to the home screen now. This is my email. I left it on before I came on the air, so I'm going to push the home key. My iPhone 8 still has the home button. Some of them don't. Oh, Siri, what time is it?
It's
7:53 p.m. There's Siri on here. You can ask her what time it is.
Oh, you can talk to it, too. It talks to you. Oh, that's interesting.
It's just like the Echo.
Okay, right now we're getting a few callers calling in that would like to talk about it. Let's hear the first one. Chris, who's the first one calling in?
We got Shirley from Columbus, Ohio. Shirley, how you doing?
Okay,
Shirley,
how are you?
Shirley from Ohio calling in. Hi, Shirley.
How you doing tonight?
All right, how you doing, Shirley. Ohio? Shirley?
Happy New Year. Okay.
Happy New Year.
Okay, I hope things are going well for you guys. Have you gotten your vaccines yet?
Nope, not here in Florida.
And the county that we live in is not one on the governor's list yet, unfortunately.
Nope.
Okay.
Why'd you get it? Did you get it?
We got the first one on Thursday, and we've got a date set to get the other one.
Wow, you're lucky.
So I'm looking forward to having that over with.
We don't want to wait in line. We want somebody to make an appointment at a time.
Public right now is the only one doing that.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Did you call in
for Christine?
For Christine?
Yes, I did. And what I wanted to say is that I, for the most part, would prefer having something that's made for the blind, because I think for the most part those items are easier to work with. The only caveat I would say with that is that sometimes the items are proprietary enough that like I have one item that has an older version of Android, and of course I can't upgrade that. So you do run into some problems occasionally there. And I know this one phone that's out for the blind, like this blind shell phone, you can't put your own apps on it or anything. So you have to look at those things and decide what's more important to you. I think those items are going to be a lot easier to operate, because I am one that's not crazy about touch screens, although I do have an iPhone, because of the fact that you just can't find anything else that's going to meet up with the capabilities, you know, that an iPhone is going to have. So sometimes you have to have a combination of both. you know, depending on what you're doing. I'll do my email and internet and things like that on a special device for the blind, but, you know, I might still have something like an iPhone or whatever for the things that I'm not going to be able to get on those other devices that are going to allow me to use the apps I need and things of that nature. So that's kind of my feeling about it. It's a little bit mixed. And I'm curious, Michael, is the guy from Spectrum still going to be on tonight?
Yes, he is. His name is Peter.
His name is Peter.
And he will be on at 8:15.
He'll be on 8:15. Okay. He'll be on 8:15.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing well. And that's really good to hear. And I wish everybody the best.
Congratulations that you got your vaccine.
Yeah, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad we got it started anyway. And we've got another appointment in about 3.5 weeks. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that they have enough vaccines and everything for us to get the second one done. And then we're going to head down that way, hopefully, around the beginning of March if everything goes as planned. That's what we'd like to do.
Shirley, you still have to wear your mask, though.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. We have some other callers.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
See you guys.
Bye bye. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, we have who's on the line right now?
We have Carrie calling in from British Columbia.
Hey, I'm here.
Carrie calling in from British Columbia. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good to hear you, Michael, and everybody. It's great to be on here again. I haven't called in for a while. But
it's Carrie from British Columbia, Canada, right? This is Carrie from British Columbia.
That's it. And
that's
great
it.
To talk to you.
Okay, so you were calling in and tell us about what?
Well, I would like to weigh in on the topic because I think it's a pretty good one. I personally love, and I'm a big proponent of adapting technology such as Facebook, if you're into that stuff, which I'm not, adapting existing technology to meet our needs, because a lot of the blend of technology is wonderful. I think it's great that these companies have made technology available, but the only drawback is we often have to pay a lot more for it. Now, I love my blindness technology. For Windows, I use JAWS, but I use a Mac as well. So I think, personally, it largely depends on your particular situation and what you want to do. Now, for example, I have no way of getting a jitterbug. I don't even know what that thing is because we don't have them here. I've never heard of a jitterbug phone.
It's a jitterbug phone by Graycall.
It's a
been around
phone.
For years.
But we used to advertise it years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
it's for people like me that want simple things, and I'm simple, so I use the phone. I love it.
It's probably a good
too.
Phone.
They
we just don't have
phones.
It. So, you know, so that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I like both.
You know, another thing, Carrie, that I know we've discussed is with the blindness-specific products, as Shirley said, they're proprietary, and that can present a problem should your product become damaged.
That is a problem,
because
too.
And you have to send it back to the manufacturer, and oftentimes that's added expense.
It does, because I know I had to send my Braille display back to get repaired, and it was going to cost $400 just to have the battery replaced. So that's another
going to go to
problem.
Break.
So,
thank you for calling in from British Columbia. Thank you
anytime,
so much.
Michael.
And we're going to go to break. Thank you.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be
bye,
listening
Carrie.
To the guest, Carrie. Thanks for,
thank you,
Carrie. Thanks for listening. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay, I will.
The second hour. I got to discuss something when we come back. It's very, very important. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.